Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are diving back into the wild world of paint. I'm always surprised when a theme presents itself on the Good News Podcast, and paint has really been one of them. Our planet is warming. That is an undeniable fact. We should simultaneously be doing everything we can to slow down the temperature rise while we adapt to our changing planet. One of the ways to do that is with paint. Previously, we've covered hyper-reflective paint that can passively cool buildings by reflecting more energy than they absorb, and paint that can be used across big chunks of a city to help mitigate the urban heat island effect. And also, we've talked about super black paint, super blue paint, all kinds of paint. But if we're talking about passive cooling, the ultra white, super reflective paint works best in a dry climate. It's not as effective in a wet, humid place like Singapore, where a team of scientists have been working on a new type of paint that can sweat. Imagine sweat in air quotes. But this new paint is porous enough to absorb moisture from the humid air and from rain and slowly release it, helping to cool the building passively, much like our skin does when we sweat. This is a big deal because passive cooling is going to be a necessity just about everywhere on Earth. So we need every tool in the toolbox available to keep our buildings cooler, no matter where that house is. I read about this paint in a few places, but from popular science, they describe this new paint this way. Engineers started with a white gel primarily composed of calcium silicate hydrate that they then modified at a nanoscopic level to be more porous. And you know it's good science when they have to get to the nanoscopic level. That is serious science. The final product paint is cement-based, and it has the potential to lower air conditioning electricity use in a house in a place like Singapore by 30 to 40%, which is massive. I will stay on the paint good news beat, but I certainly didn't see sweating paint coming, so I'm ready for more surprises in the future. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.